Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. It's so good to be with you.
弟兄姊妹, 感谢主让我们这一次能够聚集在一起。
I'm speaking this afternoon from the East Coast, but welcome. It's so good to be on the West Coast with all of you together.
虽然我讲话的时候人是在东海岸, 美国的东海岸, 但是我们这次的特会是大家聚在西海岸。
By God's grace, I was able to attend most of those 35 WCC seats.
靠着主的恩典，感谢他让我在过去的35年县特会，我基本上都能够参加每一届。
And I can personally say that almost every time I went to WCCC, I found myself on higher ground.
我可以做见证。 每一次参加这样西岸的特会，我都有一个感觉，主把我们又带到一个更高的地位。The
Lord, by His mercy, showed us wonderful things regarding our Lord Jesus Christ.
靠着他的恩典，他把他儿子更奇妙的话语启示给我们。
And now, after all these years, we're still speaking of His greatness.
虽然这么多年下来, 我们仍然来传讲他的伟大。
The topic that I have been given to share on is the spiritual reality of the church.
这次的大会的主题是, 教会属灵的实际。
And specifically, my topic is the prevailing of the authority of the head.
那我的分题呢, 是讲元首权柄的通达。
And I praise the Lord that we're able to share most of the time from Colossians, this wonderful epistle.
那这一次感谢主让我们的交通能够集
We'd like to begin by looking at Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 15.
请我们打开圣经看哥罗西书第一章十五节。
Many Greek scholars say that this is actually a hymn, an early hymn written about Christ.
有些读圣经原文的学者告诉我们这段话, 原来是一首诗歌。
So let's read verses 15 through 20 of Colossians 1.
我们从第15节念到20节。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的。 掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。For
it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他万有，无论是天上的，都自己和好了。
And then we want to just read three verses from the third chapter of Colossians, verses 9 through 11.
我们再看第三章，从第九节到十一节。
Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised,Barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Now before we share, let's just have another moment of prayer.
让我们一起有点祷告。
Lord, we know that your Holy Spirit alone can lift us onto higher ground.
天父，我们知道只有圣灵可以把我们带到更高的地位。
We remember in the Old Testament, when you wanted to speak to your people or form a covenant with them, you took them up on a mountain and revealed yourself.
在旧约的时候，每一次你要与以色列人立约说话，你总是把他们带到山上。
And in just the same way, we come unto Mount Zion before the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在同样的原则上，今天你把我们带到属灵的山上。
And we pray that you will lift us higher, higher ground. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray.
我们祷告求你把我们带到更高的地位。我们这样的祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen.
Well, our theme is spiritual reality of the church.
这是我们教会属灵的实际。
And these Zoom times are indeed part of the reality that we're dealing with.
现在我们用的 Zoom 这个现代工具呢，也是目前的实际状况。
I think we'd all agree that this pandemic season has been a real test of the spiritual reality of the church.
我们经过这么长的这个瘟疫考验，我们实在知道神把我们都放在一个被试验的阶段里头。
Now, as our brother already mentioned, reality is two-dimensional.
每次讲到实际，总有两个部分。
First, there's the outward and objective.
先是外在客观的角度。
And so the church must gather outwardly, two or three, and testify and worship and witness to the Lord Jesus.
那起码就有两三个人奉主耶稣的名聚集，他们在那里敬拜，见证耶稣基督是主这个事实。
But reality is not just outward. There's a second inward subjective reality.
不但有一个外表的角度，还有一个内在的 主观的角度。
In the church, there must be the reality of Christ's life in the midst of the assembly, or we lack spiritual reality.
所以这一个内在的事实就是耶稣基督的生命必须在我们的里面，不然的话我们就没有那个属灵的实际。
Now we remember how under normal circumstances before the pandemic, the church used to gather and emphasize their ongoing weekly meetings.
在大疫情之前，我们这么多年每一个教会都有一个每周举行的固定的聚会。
And sometimes the Spirit of God was in our midst, and there was spiritual reality, and Christ was indeed all and in all.
那在正常的光景之下，那神的确在我们每一次聚会的当中，基督是一切又是一切。
But there were times before the pandemic when we would meet and gather, assemble outwardly.But without that inner reality.
但是也有一些时段，我们虽然有外表的心里如一的聚会，但是实际里面却是空的，我们没有那，我们失去了属灵的实际。
And we're grieved to say that today there are many so-called churches throughout the world in which there is almost no spiritual reality.
今天如果我们放眼看整个世界的各地的教会，我们要很伤心的说，很多的地方只有外壳，已经没有内在的实际存在了。
You remember how concerned our Lord Jesus was for this spiritual reality in the book of Revelation.
你也记得主在启示录里面对他的教会曾经提醒他们。
Our Lord would inspect.Each of the lampstands of the seven churches examining to see where their spiritual reality was lacking.
主在那七封信里面对七个不同的教会都有同样一个眼光，要寻找每一个教会里面属灵的实际到底是什么。
And thank the Lord, down through the centuries, there has always been the recovery work of the Holy Spirit to bring the church back.Into that spiritual reality.
感谢主，你如果看教会的历史，神不断的在不同的时代，总是要把一些教会从那个外表能够带回到真实属灵的实际里头去，在每一个时代中，神这样做工。
Now this timing of our present conference seems to me to be given to us by the Lord himself.
我深深地相信这一次神让全世界都在这个瘟疫的底下是神所允许的安排。
Because this time of pandemic and our limitations has tested our spiritual reality and raised questions regarding our meeting as the church.
神借着这样的一个环境来考验每一个个人，每一个家庭，每一个教会。到底我们有什么是有属灵实际的？
We wonder, can a church still maintain spiritual reality when unable to physically meet together?
我们就会在那里思想，我们外表没有办法大家聚在一起，在同一个地方聚会，那我们今天还能够保持原来那个属灵实际吗？教会的实体。
If reality involves the outward and the inward, is it possible to have spiritual reality without physically meeting?
那么如果像我们刚刚说的，每一个实际应该包含两个部分，一个是外在的形式，一个是内在的属灵的内容。那今天我们外在的形式没有了，那我们还能够保持那个属灵的实际吗？
Or to put it another way,
用另外一个方式来说，
Is the spiritual inward reality of the church of Christ so real that it can maintain our reality without physically meeting?
就是说主属灵的实际在我们每一个人身上是那样的真实，以至于 虽然今天我们外表没有办法实际聚在一起，但是那个属灵的实际还是可以见证出来。
So we ask this question, have we been meeting during this pandemic in spiritual reality or just virtual reality?
所以我们的问题 这一年多来就变成我们是能够保持见证属灵的 实际，还是我们不过是一个网络上的虚拟的实际。
Now, we thank the Lord for Zoom, for YouTube, for WeChat, or anything that allowed us to meet together visually and audibly during this season.
我们感谢主在这一个特殊的时段，主为我们预备了这个现代科技的手段，有的时候有的人用 Zoom, 有的人用油管，有的人用这个微信，总而言之帮助我们可以在网上 聚会。
This digital technology was definitely for us an emergency provision of God.
这个手段是在这个紧急情况之下神为我们基督徒预备的一个方法。
And so many of us have been serving the Lord during the pandemic with all the limitations and the difficulties in Zoom meetings.
所以今天我们有许多的弟兄姐妹也就在这一个 Zoom 的 meeting 的这个方式之下，我们尝试着努力来一起侍奉神。
For myself personally, I have found it very difficult to preach the word via Zoom because you can't see the audience and you don't receive any feedback.
对我个人而言，我觉得用 Zoom 来讲道是非常困难的一件事。为什么？因为我是对着机器自言自语，我看不到我的听众，我不知道众人听这个讲道的反应是什么。
And of course, we have to admit to a spiritual problem, because when you miss gathering together in person, you miss that corporate anointing that comes upon the assembly as the word of God would build up the church.
现在我们在网络上的聚会有一个东西是没有办法达成的，就是没有办法代替的，就是我们在实体聚会的时候主答应我们有一个圣灵的膏油在这一群人中间膏抹我们来听神的话，这个团体的膏油在 Zoom 上仿佛我感觉不出来。
Now I don't know about your assemblies, but we noticed some very wonderful positive things that have happened because of Zoom.
当然因为我们现在用 Zoom 的聚会，我不知道在贵教会经验是什么，在我们聚会用 Zoom 我们会有一些新的发现。
For one thing, there's been a number of younger brothers and sisters with technical facility who were once in the background but have come forward and taken up this sacrificial ministry of enabling us to meet on Zoom.
因为 Zoom 的关系呢，以前在教会里面没有使用这个工具的时候，有一些弟兄姐妹就处于坐在后头不被人注意，但是因为现在要用 Zoom 了，这有一群的弟兄姊妹对这个科技有特别的恩赐，他们现在就显出他们的功能，他跑到这个 Zoom 的这个控制室来帮助全教会都可以来一起聚会，这是他们在这一段时间特殊的表现。
And we've also noticed that we've been able to invite in people from all over the world to speak in our assemblies, and a number of young people from our assemblies also began to take up ministry.
那也因为这样的一个手段，我们就不受空间的限制，我们可以有讲员或者弟兄姐妹从各个地方，不管多远，都可以借着这一个方法我们聚集在一起。
Now I don't know, I can only speak for myself, but my conviction is that this season of pandemic has been a sovereignly arranged by the Lord to test and to recover spiritual reality.
我不知道你感觉如何，起码对我来讲，这一年多我们在这个大瘟疫的这个情况之下，神来考验个人教会到底有什么是经得起这一个大的考验，让我们知道属灵的实际到底存在不存在。
The Lord has used this time to test our commitment, our faithfulness, our love for the law.
神用这一段考验的时间让我们能够显出我们对他的信实忠心，我们对他的爱到底存在多少。
My own feeling is that we had become so dependent upon outward meetings and methods.
因为我们过去一直习惯于固定每个礼拜在一个地方聚会，我们都变成了一个习惯了。
And we came to expect certain ones to do most of the praying, the preaching, the witnessing, while everybody else sort of sat back.
那么因着这个习惯呢， 就我们都知道每一次聚会总是有那一些固定的弟兄姊妹会祷告，会有固定的弟兄会讲道，那每一个人都有他自己的工作侍奉，但是大部分的弟兄姐妹呢就是变成旁观者，他只是来参加聚会而已。
I don't know if you agree with me, but I believe that before the pandemic, the priesthood of all believers was declining spiritually in our midst.
我不知道你同不同意我的看法，我觉得在这个大瘟疫之前，各个教会的光景就是我们相信我们每一个人都是蒙恩的人，都是主的大，都是主的祭司，但是我们祭司的侍奉却沦落在少数人的服侍的身上，大部分的祭司是没有尽责的。
And as we think of this pandemic that we've been going through, I believe it even speaks to this matter of the headship of our Lord.
那么我们这一次要来交通这一个题目的时候，我的重点是要讲到耶稣的元首，他是头。
Because it seems to me that through this pandemic, the Lord has really been dealing with the church, but I don't think the church recognizes it.
那么我相信神借着这个困难的环境来考验每一个教会，但是不见得每一个教会理解神是在考验我们。
As we can see in Colossians, Christ is head over all things.And certainly this time of global pandemic has not escaped his notice.
我们刚刚读的这个哥罗西的神的话语里头告诉我们，基督在凡事上居首位。那今天在这个世界发生这么大的大疫情，那我相信主耶稣完全知道世界发生这个大事。
Now we know that this pandemic has brought us all very low.But I wonder if we've really come in humility and repentance and asked the Lord to lead us to higher ground.
那今天这个大疫情让世界上每一个人都有一个非常谦卑低头低下头来的一个生活不能没有失去他的自由，但是我不知道基督徒们是不是知道这个情况，我们需要在神的面前谦卑悔改。
I think we've all known in our assemblies that this pandemic has tested and proven the lack of spiritual life and strength among many of the saints.
这一段时间过来，我们从教会弟兄姐妹的参加聚会的情形，我们就知道有很多的人是在这个考验中软弱了。
During these limitations, we have to admit some have taken a spiritual vacation.
那软弱甚至到一个地步，有的人甚至放长假，跟上帝请假了。
And some sit back as we attend meetings on Zoom like lazy priests on couches, wearing their pajamas instead of praising the Lord and wearing holy garments.
那我们因为是在家里，所以呢我们这些祭司也没有好好的 穿上祭司的袍子来侍奉神，我们穿了睡衣就躺半躺在这个沙发上，就在那里敬拜神了。
And some during this time, we can see the initials on their screen or the name on our screen, but we hear no voice and there's no contribution. There's no clicking of the mute and praying and worshiping.
那么我们在网上聚会的时候，你能够看到某某人的名字显在那个荧幕上，但是呢，你也不知道他有没有唱诗，有没有祷告，都完全静默。
So we know and grieve over the fact that some have fallen away, forsaking the assembling themselves together, and even they've gone into the world.
有很多的人甚至连网都不上了，干脆就消失在这一个整个的聚会里面，找不到这个人了。
This holy convocation at WCCC, I believe, has been called by the Lord, even though virtual, to regather his church onto higher ground.
那这一次西安的特会，神把我们大家从四面八方重新聚集，我相信是有主的美意。
I believe it's been the Lord who scattered his people, and the Lord who now regathers his people.
所以我相信神借着这个方式把我们四散，现在又用一个方式把我们再聚回来。
The Lord looked upon the condition of the church. He saw the old wineskins. He saw the church rich and proud and organized and energized and busy doing things by the hands of man.
今天神看现代的教会的光景，就像一个旧的皮带，装酒的旧皮带的外壳。那有的教会现在是发了财，非常的骄傲；有的教会用人的能力方法来组织，很多的活动，没有圣灵的工作。
And just like the Lord scattered the people before the Tower of Babel, I believe that the Lord has scattered the people who aren't really wanting to see the Lord glorified in spiritual reality.
古时候神曾经在巴别塔的时代把那些人四散天下，那今天神也用一个瘟疫的方式把许多的人也是散开来，不能聚集。那现在神好像又把我们再重新召聚在一起。
Now for most of us, the outward effects of the pandemic has not been so disastrous, but you know, the church as a whole in Christendom has gone through a real time of shaking.
感谢主，大部分我们所认识的弟兄姐妹们都蒙神的保守，没有让我们有这个很可怕的事情发生。但是从统计上来，我们注意去看，全美国有许多的教会因着不能够聚会就关门了。
According to some who study what's going on throughout the United States, 20% of the buildings, of church buildings in the United States are now permanently closed through the pandemic.
因为许多的教会不能够有实体的聚会，奉献就减少，那造成教会的财政发生困难。因此统计上告诉我们，在北美有 20% 的教会就因此关门，不能够再开了。
And for the churches throughout the United States, it seems presently only a third of the former members assembling with the in the churches, either by Zoom or by hybrid.
那美国的基督徒今天仍然保持在网上聚会的，大概只有他原来会员的三分之一，有三分之二人消失了。
I believe every time we have a shaking, such as has happened in this season, we need to be before the Lord in great fear, because it may be the final shaking, the beginning of the final shake, as the Lord gathers his children and he comes back in his kingdom.
所以我们来读教会的历史, 你就要注意每一次神在那里震动这个地上的人, 还有震动他的神的儿女, 我们就要非常的小心, 我们要注意看, 我们怎么样能够在神的面前, 能够蒙保守, 免得我们就被这个筛选, 震动消失了。
Now within this topic, this theme of spiritual reality of the church, there are four brothers sharing on four different topics, which could be a guidebook to gathering and recovering spiritual reality.
那这次大会的主题是讲教会属灵的实际。那么在这个大的主题里面，我们有四个弟兄分成四个小题来交通。
For myself, I've been asked to speak on the prevailing of the authority of the headship of Christ.
那我的责任是讲到元首权柄的通达。Our
brother Ted Peng has been asked to share upon the abundance of the life of Christ.
广存弟兄他的责任是交通基督生命的丰富。Our
brother Godwin's son will share on the presence of the Holy Spirit.
那孙国铎弟兄他是交通圣灵同在的显明。
And Brother Timothy Kwok will share on the perfection through the cross.
那郭定强弟兄的题目是讲到十字架的成全。
Now in this first session, I just want to take a broader view of the headship of Christ according to the epistle to the Colossians.
那今天我是第一讲, 那我就要从哥罗西书的亮光来看。
In this letter to the Colossians, Paul presents a tremendous revelation of the preeminence of Christ.
在这本书里头, 保罗是把耶稣基督这个头, 这一个居首位, 做一个非常详细的说明。
And when you read Colossians, you're struck by the sheer contrast of the greatness of Christ with the smallness of the saints meeting in Colossae.
一面我们在这本书里面，保罗让我们看见基督的伟大性，那么同时也让我们看到我们每一个个人是何等的，在这个伟大的主面前，我们是何等的渺小。
According to church historians, the Colossae was probably the smallest church that Paul wrote an individual letter to.
按照教会历史的人告诉我们，这个哥罗西这个地方是在保罗做工传道的里面最小的一个小教会。But
to this little church, Paul shared out of the love of God this cosmic gospel, presenting the love and the greatness of Christ to them.
那么保罗呢，就写了这封信给这个最小的教会，却谈论基督的伟大性、基督的爱、基督的生命。
We read that hymn in Colossians chapter 1. This tremendous, the words of this hymn, it would eclipse all of the problems of the Colossians if they understood what they were singing.
那刚刚我们念的第一章里面这首诗歌讲到基督的伟大，如果他们能够了解保罗在这首诗歌要表达的那个启示，那哥罗西的圣徒们不管遇见怎么样的难处，如果他们真能够理解这一个耶稣的伟大，
As an example, you know, some of them were becoming interested in Gnostic doctrines of the hierarchy of God.
那么举例来说，他在这里讲到这个教会有一些人去故意谦虚敬拜天使， 讲了一些世上的哲学，那么这个东西是搅扰了很多的圣徒。
But here Paul shares with us that all things were created through Christ, both those things in heaven and those things on earth.
那么保罗就正面的让弟兄姐妹看见，我们的主耶稣他不但创造了这个大地，创造了我们每一个人，而且整个宇宙中的一切都是他所建的，创造的。
And so by the greatness of who Christ is as creator, there is no other God who is over him. He alone is God, and these other gods of the Gnostics have no place in their theology.
那么所以借着神的伟大的创造来看见，除了他以外，没有任何其他的神明能够像我们的主耶稣做这么样的可敬可畏的创造。所以那些哲学家也好，神学家所讲的那些小的哲学或者偶像都算不了什么。
And then we're amazed by the contrast within this hymn.
那么在这首诗里面，你可以看到它的相对性。
Because Paul declares that this creator of the heavens and the earth came to earth as a man in their recent history and died on the cross to redeem heaven and earth by his death.
然后在这一段话里头，保罗就告诉我们，这位创造万有的神曾经来道成肉身成为人，然后借着他道成肉身成为人，死在十字架上来买赎，把我们地上的人与整个的万有都与神和好。
If the Spirit of God was allowed to revealThese things that Paul is sharing regarding the preeminence of Christ, all of their false doctrines of the devalued Christ and the devalued gospel would vanish.
所以如果他们能够真的认识保罗在这里讲出来基督的元首的伟大性，那这些来讲异端的这些哲学也好，这些异端的神学也好，都不足于这个纯正的信仰来比较。
So also for us, such a heavenly vision of who Christ really is would expose all that hinders us from spiritual reality in the church.
所以当我们能够真正进入保罗在哥罗西书里面想要告诉我们的基督这个元首的伟大性，那我们生命中所有的难处都算不了什么，都要被消失了。
We have such a large and comprehensive Christ.
因为我们的主耶稣是这样的宏观伟大，他能够其他对他与他相来比较的话都太渺小了。
So may the Spirit in these days increase our understanding of who He is. This is spiritual reality.
所以我们祷告求神让开我们心中的眼睛，让我们真正看见基督的伟大性，那这样才能够让我们带进这一个属灵的实际。
Now we know that historically Paul wrote this letter while he was in prison along with other prison letters.
当然我们知道保罗写这封信的时候他人是在罗马的监狱里头，那么我们所谓的监狱书信一共有四卷，这是其中的一卷。
And when we read especially Ephesians, Philippians and Colossians, we see that Paul has developed even a new vocabulary to explain the greatness of Christ.
那如果我们把这他的腓立比书、以弗所书、哥罗西书都全部读一遍的话，你就会发现 保罗在讲到基督的伟大性的时候，他有一些新的词汇出来，来表明基督的伟大。那另外你可以看到，在天上诸天，在诸天之上，或者他的丰富这些词。
We see in these letters three new words: the heavenlies, fullness, and complete.
我们就看到这三个他用的特殊的词汇，在天上他的丰富，还有他的完全。
So we see that the church knows spiritual reality as it's not only connected on earth, but also connected in the heavens.
Beg your pardon, can you speak again?
Yeah. So we see that spiritual reality comes when the church is not only here on earth, but also connected with the heavens.
所以当我们来看见这一个连接性，不但教会在地上出现，这个教会其实它有通天的这一个连接。
And we also see that the church lacks nothing, but has found itself full and complete through Christ Jesus.
所以基督已经把他所有的丰富都藏在教会里头，所以教会是没有任何缺欠的，神一切的丰富教会都应该有。
Also in these three prison epistles, we each see another dimension of the fullness of the spiritual reality of Christ.
我们从三封保罗的写的书信里头，你能够看到这一个属灵的层面，属灵的角度，这一个教会与基督的丰满。
In Philippians, we see that Christ is our personal fullness. To me, to live is Christ.
腓立比书他强调的是这个我活着就是基督，就是说他的丰富显在我们每一个人的身上。
In Ephesians, we see that the fullness of Christ is expressed in the church, which is his body.
但是在以弗所的时候，这个丰富却显明在他的身体，就是他的教会。
And then in Colossians, we see the preeminence of Christ is displayed throughout the whole cosmos.
来到了哥罗西书的时候，你就会看到这个基督的丰满，它要充满在整个的宇宙。
Also, when we look at this precious hymn at the beginning of Colossians, we see that Christ is the head over three different realms, not just one.
那从刚刚我们在第一章所念的这一段诗歌的里面，保罗要告诉我们，基督是头，有三个不同的范畴。
So as an example, in Colossians 1 verses 13 and 14, we see that Christ is the head over the whole kingdom of God.
首先我们看见的是他是这个神儿子国度的头，这个国度的头。
It says in those verses, he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
他把我们从黑暗的权势中救出来，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Just think of that. We've been transferred out of the devil's hands and brought into the kingdom where Jesus is king and head over all.
你能够想象他是这个神儿子国度的王，然后他把我们从那个黑暗的国度里面拯救出来，迁移到这个神爱子的国里。
So we see that Christ Jesus is Lord and King and head over all in his kingdom.
所以我们就要看到在这一个基督的国里头，他是王，他是元首，他是主。
But then we see that Christ is head in a second realm, the whole of creation.
那么然后他又在15节到17节让我们看见在第二个领域里头就是他整个的受造。
We read in verse 16.
在第16
for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.And he is before all these things, and in him all things hold together.
所以在第16到17节这一段圣经里面，你看到一个整个的受造范围，这是第二个范畴。他说爱子是那不能看神的像，是手生的啊，因为万有都是靠他造的。无论是天上地上能看见不能看见有位的主治的执政的掌权的一概都是借着他造又是为他造的所以你看到一个最大的范畴
This song of worship says that he is the firstborn of all creation meaning he is the heir of all creation
那十五节保罗特别告诉我们是那个他是首生的在一切被造之先也就是说他是有一个长子的地位。
And look at the greatness of his headship in creation.
我们在这一段话一定要看到在所有创造里面他是元首。
All things were created in him.
万有都是在他里面被造。
All things were created through him.He is the Logos, the Word through which all of creation came into being.
那么万有也是借着他造的因为他讲说有就有了是借着他的话造出来的。
All things were created for him, it says. He is the purpose of creation's being created.
然后第三个界限是你看到的他说这个一切 被造的这个万物是为他而被造的。
And in terms of creation, he is before all things, and all things hold together by his power.
然后你在第十七节你就看到他在万有之先然后万有呢又靠着他而立。
Oh, this is a magnificent gospel.As Paul is telling us of these dimensions of Christ.
所以你从这几节圣经你能够看到基督的这个宇宙性他在每一个角度里头都充满了他。
But then in this third realm of our concern, Christ Jesus is head of the church, his body.
然后他第三个范畴就让我们看到耶稣是他教会的元首。
It says in verse 18, He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent.
第十八节，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，他从死里首先复生，他可以在凡事上居首位。
It says he is the beginning.Because it was through his death and resurrection that the church life came to birth.
这里特别强调他是第一个他是开始经过他的死与复活教会才开始的。
And regarding this body, he was the firstborn from the dead. His resurrection life has become the eternal resurrection life that the church now lives by.
因为他是首先从死里复活的这个生命分赐下来才有这一个教会的实体他的身体就产生了所以他是这一个一切的元首
So in all of these things whether creation or the kingdom or the church Christ is to have the preeminence
所以你把这几节圣经都读完了之后你能够很自然的看到有三个重要的范畴无论是 他儿子的 国度或者是万有，或者第三是他的教会，他都是居于首位元首的地位。
Now when we see such a presentation, we ask why Paul is presenting this preeminent Christ to these little people in Colossae.
所以这个时候我们就要问一个问题，为什么保罗要把这样伟大的一个元首来启示给这么小的一个哥罗西的小教会？
Now Paul's not trying to present a theological lecture on Christ's divinity.
保罗并不是想在这里讲一篇神学大论，来教这个教会，这不是他的目的。
That's not Paul's aim.
这不是他的目标。
This is a key to spiritual reality.
因为他现在讲的是一把钥匙能够进入属灵的实际，你必须得到这一把钥匙。
Paul is presenting this tremendous vision of Christ to shine the light and expose the errors of these false teachers who are devaluing Christ and the gospel.
保罗是要把这一个基督的伟大性来启示出来，让他们能够认识基督真正的身位地位，来让那一切的异端就不攻自破了。
After presenting these great things, Paul in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy or empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental principles of the world, and not according to Christ."
所以你在第二章第八节你要看出来，这个教会面临一个很严重的挑战。保罗在这里提到，他说你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
Colossae was a church in whom there were many Greek Gentiles who had this desire to climb high up into that tree of the knowledge of good and evil and eat the fruit of philosophies and secret knowledge called mysteries.
这个地方哥罗西是受希腊文化的影响，很多的人是这些外邦人都在那里钻研希腊的哲学，还有这些神秘的这一种奥秘的这些知识，就是那棵树，知识善恶树所代表的一切，人就进到这一个领域里头来，想把神赶出去，用人的哲学来代替神。
And then there are others that are trying to capture these Colossians by the power of religious spirits and zealous self-righteousness.
那另外有一批人是宗教性的人，他们就想要用宗教的狂热或者一些特别神奇的经验，一些宗教的传统来迷惑这一些哥罗西的圣徒。
So we cannot miss Paul's larger point. Christ has been made absolute head of all the realms of our lives.
所以保罗面对这些，看见哥罗西面对这些挑战，他就要把基督的这一个伟大性、丰满性能够很清楚的讲给哥罗西的圣徒来明白。
We are creatures in this creation. He rules over every breath we take, every decision and purpose in his created realm.
我们每一个人都是这位创造的主所创造的，他掌管我们的生命，我们的气息，我们的一切都是在他的掌管之中。
We are children of the kingdom, and he is head and king over the kingdom.
我们也是这一位爱子国度中的一个神的儿女，他是这一个国度中的头元首。
Our response should be to seek him first. Before any vocational or personal choices are made, he is our king and the king of the kingdom.
那么我们在这个国度中的子民，我们在做任何事业事物的时候，我们必须先寻求王的旨意，他在我们身上有一个定规，我们要明白王的意思。
And we are members of his body, the church, so that the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the life and the messages and the ministries, all of the members together need to move according to as the head wishes.
第三呢，我们也要知道，我们是这一个教会基督的身体中的一个肢体，因着这个缘故，头有自己的意思，把借着圣灵把不同的恩赐给每一个不同的肢体。
The preeminence of his headship is very exclusive.
他在凡事上居首位的这一件事实是非常排他性的。
The only source of spiritual reality is Christ, our head.
那 唯一的这一个, 能力的来源是从他而来。
Now, no doubt when Epaphras first preached the gospel in Colossae, those believers came to the Lord and immediately touched spiritual reality.
当初这个福音刚刚传到哥罗西的时候，这些圣徒马上的悔改归向神。
But we know from the letter that Paul was now wrestling spiritually for the Colossians, for them to go deeper and fuller into this reality.
那么现在这一卷书呢，保罗有一个目标，就盼望把他们从这个属灵的初步开始往深处，往更高的这一个地位，要把他们带大。We
see in Colossians chapter 1 verse 27, his positive wrestling.
那么在这个第一章的27节，你可以看到这个保罗有一个奋斗的目标。
Now that these saints are saved, spiritual reality must find its springs from the abiding mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory.
在这27节里面，保罗特别告诉他们。 基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望，这是他们一切基督的内住成为他们一切力量的泉源。So
Paul is wrestling that these Colossians may come to an experience and reality of the indwelling Christ.
所以保罗有一个心愿，就是让每一个圣徒们了解。 基督住在每一个圣徒的里面，这个里面是要涌出泉源的。
Or as Paul says in Galatians, I'm again in labor until Christ be fully formed in you.
所以他在加拉太书也说过一句话，他说，让我能够再为你们受生产之苦，让基督成形在你们里头，这是。 像一个母亲怀孕要生一个孩子一样，这样的一个过程，要把我们在基督里面的生命长大。And
then in Colossians 2:19, we discover once again he is wrestling regarding headship.
然后这个第二章第19节，他又讲到另外一个他盼望他们能够。
He's wrestling against these false teachers who are causing the Colossians not to hold fast to the head, which is the source of their very life.
在这段话的里头，第二章十九节这段前面前后的两句话里头，你就可以看得出来，这些假教师盼望把哥林多的圣徒。 带离开了基督的这个元首性，去跟别的东西 搅在一起。他现在要强调你们要小心这件事。
You know, the fullness, the glory, the preeminence of Christ is such a contrast to this smallness of religion that those people are becoming entrapped by.
这些宗教的领袖往往把这些宗教的影儿，不管是故意谦虚敬拜天使等等等等这些宗教的外表的东西来转移了他们的注意力。保罗说你要持定元首，不要被他们勾引跑掉。
We read Colossians chapter 2 verses 17 through 19.
从17节到19节第二章。
These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and the worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments,grows with a growth that is from God.
十七节，这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心无故的自高自大，不持定元首，全身既靠这他精节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
First, we need to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then we need to hold fast to our head to maintain spiritual reality.
所以在刚刚我们讲的这段话的里头，保罗先要让我们能够知道，基督在我们里面是我们荣耀的盼望。那么然后今天我们要继续持守这个持定基督，免得我们被那些古里八怪的教训，古里八怪的东西把我们带跑了。
If we were honest, we would admit that within many churches, our worship, our prayers, even our preaching is often in the religious shadows and missing spiritual reality.
如果我们注意看或者注意听，有很多的时候我们的教导里头或者别人的教导里头常常把我们的心从主的身上带到一些特殊的经历或者特殊的讲法遗传的里头，我们失去了基督在我们的生命中是那个中心，是那一个头，那个元首。
Christ is to be the substance, not the shadows, the substance of our worship, of our prayers, of our ministry.
基督必须是我们的核心，是我们的实际，它不能够被任何其他的人事物代替。
So, we have to conclude now. Our time is about all gone, but we ask,How does all this apply to us?
那我们要在结束之前，我们就问一个问题，今天我们所讲的，怎么样运用在我们每一个人身上？
Lord willing, we want to talk next time upon his being head over the body.
我们第二讲，我们主若许可，我们还会讲到他是身体的头。
But today, our emphasis is this.That our spiritual reality must come as we individually turn and repent of our independence and rebellion and hold fast to our head.
那么今天我们的重点是要让我们看见，我们如果认识基督是整个宇宙的头，他是这个国度的王，那我们就必须在神的面前谦卑，求神把我们的那种个人主义除掉，让他能够真正在我们的身上 来做我们的王，做我们的主。
It's possible, unfortunately, for us to study the Word of God as carnal knowledge, as intellectual pride, and not as the reality, the spiritual reality of Christ, the living Word.
求神赦免我们，如果我们读他的话的时候，只不过当作一种神学的知识，或者一般的头脑中的一种思维的运作，我们并没有真正把它当作我们生命中最重要，我们的王，我们的主，我们需要悔改。
We cannot be a church that pursues shadows, that divides over things like masks or politics or conspiracy theories or vaccines or reform theology or end time prophecy or the style of worship music. All of this is shadows, but the substance is Christ.
今天在这段时间里头，教会常常为这些影子、影儿、shadow、影儿的事情在那里辩论。比如说，聚会到底要不要戴口罩？那么，然后有的人就辩论这个世界的现代的政治的性东西，或者阴谋打疫苗的阴谋论啊，打不打疫苗？那然后有的人又辩论怎么样才是最好的唱诗的形式啊？那么然后就讲到末世论，讲到这个某某神学，比如说加尔文主义等等，这些都是属于隐而的事情。我们忘舍本逐末，我们忘记了耶稣是实体，他是元首。这个是我们要紧紧抓住。
What does it mean that he is to be the head over us individually?
现在我们要注意一个重要的问题，他是我们的头，以我们个人来讲是怎么样一个意义？
First, it means that Christ has exclusive rights over all that goes on in our lives.
那第一个点就是基督是头，意味着在我们的每一个人生命中，他是绝对排他性，他必须是第一。
Second, it means he is head over us as new creatures, and in which everything has to be reconciled to our Creator until we radiate his glory.
第二件事情，他已经把我们与万物与神因着他的救赎全部都和好了，那我们一切是让他为他做见证。
Third, it means he's head over the kingdom of God, and that means he has exclusive direction of all kingdom service, preaching, witnessing, Sunday school teaching.
那么如果我们承认他是神国的头，或者说基督国的王，那么他在教会中有绝对的权柄，那我们的讲道、我们的诗歌、我们的主日学都是根据他，而不是根据任何其他的东西来代替了他头的地位。
We've all heard the famous saying of Hudson Taylor,Either he is Lord of all, or not Lord at all.
戴德森宣教士有一句非常重要的名言，他说，如果基督不是你一切的主，他就根本不是你的主。
Now we're being regathered by the Lord, and perhaps our assemblies are opening up, and people are returning, but we need to return.On higher ground.
那现在主开始把我们通通又叫回来，我们的教会也逐渐的开放了，这个实体聚会也要开始了。那我们需要重新来抓住这个实际属灵的实际。
I pray that the Lord truly has been stripping us of a lot of external baggage and shadows.During this pandemic season, in order to restore us to spiritual reality.
过去的岁月里头, 神藉着瘟疫把我们许许多多这些外面的重担, 这些不需要的这些传统, 通通借着时间, 借着这个, 在网上的聚会, 能够淘汰的都淘汰掉, 现在我们真正能够存留的, 是属灵的实际。
So may we come and humbly draw near to this great Christ over creation, over the kingdom, over the church, and bow down before him as we go through these conference days.
所以我想借着这一次的特会, 让我们每一个弟兄姐妹都能够谦卑顺服在主的面前, 我们让他在我们个人, 在整个的教会, 也在这整个的这一个神所创造万有之中, 他是我们的元首。
Praise the Lord. Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord, we want no small Christ when our portion is such a grand and preeminent Christ.
主啊, 我们真是在你面前祷告, 我们真是求你把我们心中那一个小的基督 除掉, 让我们真的开我们的眼睛, 让我们看见我们所承认, 所相信的这位基督的伟大性。
Oh Lord, do pour out your spirit upon us in these days, that we may be filled with a greater spiritual reality than we've known heretofore.
主, 我们就祷告, 求神把你的圣灵 大大的充满在我们个人与整个的教会的里面。
Give us real heavenly vision of the greatness of our Lord.
求你把耶稣基督的伟大借着你的意象圣灵赐给我们。
We bow before him in worship and praise.
我们在这位主的面前, 我们敬拜他, 向他下拜。
And we pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。 Amen.
Amen.